Hachette Audio presents The School That Escaped the Nazis, the true story of the schoolteacher who defied Hitler. Written by Deborah Cadbury. Read by Julie Teal. Prologue. Well before dawn, on the 14th of August 1942, 12-year-old Sam Olliner woke to the sound of gunshots. There was screaming outside, so close at hand it could have been in the room. He crept out into the dark alleyway and saw a crush of people rushing this way and that, clearly terrified. This was no ordinary harassment. Nazi soldiers had arrived in force. Sam could hear their vicious commands, "Alle Juden, raus, raus!" All Jews out. The several hundred Jews of Bobowa ghetto in southern Poland were brutalised with clubs and rifle butts as they were rounded up and driven like animals towards the town's market square. Unknown to Sam and his family, for almost 3 years the Nazis had been herding Poland's 3.5 million Jews into over 1,000 similar ghettos scattered across Poland. Now plans were in place to liquidate them all. Sam was living through the final solution. Outside in the darkness of Bobowa ghetto, there was terrible confusion as people were chased out of their homes by fright and fear. Sam managed to make his way back to their room. His father had vanished. His stepmother, Esther, ordered him to run and hide. "Where?" he cried. She stared as though she hardly recognised him, as though their plight was beyond all comprehension. "Anywhere," she cried. "Hide, hide, hide! They're killing us all. I am sure of it now." His stepmother's eyes were large, dark circles. Fear transformed her into something hardly human. Something terrible was going to happen. It was written in her face. This was the end. Sam fled. He clambered onto a roof and curled up under its rotting fabric. From his vantage point, less than 300 yards from the central square, if he dared tilt his head slightly, he could see what was happening. Hundreds were being made to lie down before it was their turn to be beaten and herded onto military trucks. Anyone who resisted was shot. Sam couldn't make sense of what he was seeing. Was I awake, or alive, or dead? Was this a nightmare? For the rest of the night, and most of the following day, the sounds of terror continued against the background roar of military trucks. The stench of the rubbish and the tar of the roof made Sam feel ill. Flies buzzed around him. Would they...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?